Modern science tells us that all material phenomena pass to and fro between visible and invisible states. Our physical environment, in its ultimate nature, is a dynamic array of invisible particles whose energy continues through time. Only the form changes. Looking into our own minds, we can also see that all of our thoughts arise from an ineffable formless spaciousness. They remain present in the mind for a while, and then they fade away back into that inevitable state. We know, therefore, from our own experience that there is a basic pattern of emergence and dissolution which is common to both animate and inanimate phenomena. In the Buddhist view, this parallel pattern of emergence and dissolution, which we see in both the mind and our physical environment, is to be expected. The mind, in its ultimate nature, is understood to be a combination of awareness and the subtle energies on which awareness arises. Further, in their gross forms, certain of these supple energies are related to the qualities of the five elements: space, movement or energy, heat or light, moisture or liquidity, and finally solidity. In turn, these five elemental properties are seen as the underlying components which constitute both our bodies and our physical environment. Hence, according to the Buddhist view, there is a continuum between the formless, the subtly manifest, and the physical across all phenomena. This appreciation of the underlying continuity and independence between subtle and gross states, both mental and physical, is a cornerstone of the meditational systems presented in the Buddhist tantras. Because the arising and dissolution of our gross states of consciousness is a natural process, they arise from a subtle non-conceptual state and dissolve back into a subtle non-conceptual state. It is possible to induce and observe the arising and dissolution of conceptual states in meditation. Training in this process lies at the core of the higher meditational practices. Initially, the process of the arising and dissolution of our normal conceptual states of mind rehearsed in visualization, but as the meditator matures, he or she develops the skill to actually cut off the activity of the gross energies which serve as a vehicle for our normal conceptual states. Further, since death is the state when all the gross levels of energy and consciousness have dissolved and only the subtle energies and consciousness remain, it is possible for an advanced practitioner to meditatively induce a state almost identical to the actual experience of death. Here the meditator gains the ability to enter into the direct experience of inner radiance, the ultimate underlying nature of mind, and also gains the ability to experience the subtle processes by which conceptual states re-emerge from the sky-like spaciousness of inner radiance. Based in part on the insights gained from these meditative techniques, the verses which follow describe the process of the dissolution of the elemental properties which support the body and the dissolution of our conceptual states at the time of death. At the time of my father's passing away, I had studied and received teachings on several of the major Tibetan Buddhist texts relating to the process of dying, and I was privileged to have witnessed the awesome dignity and calm with which accomplished lamas approached the time of their own death. My father was someone who had avoided thinking about death throughout his life. He had always been healthy, and as he became ill in his late 70s, he would often become frustrated and angry with those closest to him. Even though I was scared by the thought of how fearful he might now be, I knew that the last thing he would want to hear was me talking to him about dying. Strangely though, a few weeks before his death, he looked at me very seriously and said, "I have decided to retire now." At that time, I thought he was lost in the memories of his working life as an artist, and he sometimes was. Yet I soon realised that from this day onwards he was unusually calm and accepting of all that was happening to him. He had decided to let go and to be open to the process which were engulfing him. Whenever I was with him, I tried to be tender, open and light-hearted. He also now had a playfulness about him which I had rarely seen even when I was a child. As I sat with him over the last days of his life, it was a revelation to see the gentle power of the processes of dying unfold and to see his quiet acceptance of the unknown experiences which were overtaking him. Much to my joy, when the final moments came, not struggling with the natural process that had seized him, he passed away peacefully. Now follows the presentation of the signs of extremely near death. The five sense faculties dissolve sequentially, and as the sign of this imminent demise of the sense faculties, one will be unable to digest food and drink, and one may vomit. Bodily warmth will diminish, the neck will not support the head, and one will feel that the head is sinking downwards. Then the five elements will dissolve as follows. The internal earth element comprises flesh and bone, as an indication of its dissolution into the external earth element. The body will grow heavy, and its skin will sag towards the ground. Whereupon, as an internal sign, one will feel that the body is sinking into the earth. Because the energy of earth will have dissolved into water, one will be incapable of supporting one's physical form. Bodily strength will slip away and consciousness will become clouded. The internal water element comprises blood and serum as an indication of its dissolution into the external water element. Saliva and nasal mucus will be secreted, while the throat and the tongue will become dry because the energy of water will have dissolved into fire. The warmth of the body will slip away and consciousness will oscillate between clarity and dullness. The internal fire element comprises warmth as an indication of its dissolution into the external fire element. The eyes will roll upwards and one will no longer recognize people because the energy of fire will have dissolved into wind. The warmth of the body will recede. The internal wind element comprises breath as an indication of its dissolution into the external wind element. The breath will become wheezy and the limbs will quiver. As an internal indication, consciousness will become turbulent, while mirage-like flashing and fleeting visions will arise, and concurrently all lice and nits will leave the body. Then the red generative essence derived from one's mother will rise upwards and the phenomenon called redness will occur, wherein all appearances are suffused by redness. At that point, appearances will dissolve into the supple mental consciousness of increasing redness, and the 40 patterns of conceptual thought that originate from attachment will cease. Then the white generative essence derived from one's father will fall downward, and the phenomenon called whiteness will occur, wherein all appearances are suffused by whiteness. At that point, the increasing redness will dissolve into the supple mind of attainment, and the 33 patterns of conceptual thought that originate from aversion will cease. During this process, each exhalation of breath will become increasingly protracted, while all the blood of the body will converge in the life channel, and then a single drop of blood will form at the heart center. In this way, the phenomenon called blackness will occur, engulfing the suffocating mind in blackness, and one will experience the sensation of falling into darkness as if into an abyss. At that point, attainment will dissolve into the supple mind of near attainment, and the seven patterns of conceptual thought that originate from delusion will cease. During this process, the mouth will open and the eyes will roll upwards, exposing their pale underside. External appearances will fade as during the setting of the sun, and finally the sense faculties, memory and perceptions will all cease, whereupon all external appearances will be absorbed into blackness. At that point, the exhaled breath will extend from the body by a cubit, and all internal appearances will also come to resemble darkness. Then the blood in the heart will form two drops, the head will stoop, and the exhaled breath will extend from the body by an arrow length. Following this, the blood in the centre of the heart will form three drops, and, like hiker-like gasps, the exalted breath will extend from the body by a double arm span. Then, the external breath will cease, and engulfed by blackness, one will become unconscious. Then the white and red generative essences will meet together at the heart, and as this occurs, one will swoon into a state of blissfulness. Thus, consciousness dissolves into inner radiance, engendering the experience of the cosmergent delight. At this point, awareness dissolves into actual reality at the centre of the heart, like the meeting of mother and child. It is at this time that the inner breath will also cease, and the vital energy and mind will rest in the central channel. At this moment, the inner radiance of the ground dawns upon all sentient beings, and in the case of a few yogins who have achieved realization, at this moment the inner radiance of the path meets the inner radiance of the ground, like a meeting of a mother and child, and thus now, instantaneously, in an ascending and core-penetrating manner, these yogins will actualize the uncreated Buddha body of reality, and through the Buddha bodies of perfect resource and emanation, they will perform infinitesimal actions for the sake of all beings. Thus, the three Buddha bodies will be spontaneously present, and Buddhahood will have been attained. Because of this, one should understand the significance of obtaining a human body and cherish the experiential cultivation of the profound sacred teachings. For even though the genuine inner radiance of the ground will always arise at the moment of death, in the case of all beings who have not already realized the inner radiance of the path, it will not be recognized. The path, the past births that one has assumed and left behind are countless and infinite, and although the inner radiance has indeed arisen an indescribable number of times, it has been obscured again and again by the dense fog of co-mergent ignorance, and thereby one has come to wander endlessly through cyclic existence. This is why it is important to achieve such a secure level of realization in this life.